ألهاكم.
This segment translates to diverts you. It comes from the root lahu, which means entertainment or amusement. Here, it implies being distracted by something less important, diverting attention from what truly matters. The word alhakum speaks to being distracted by the trivial, the less beneficial, and the less important. Now, let's explore the second key word in this ayah.
At-takathuru.
This translates to competition for more. The word at-takathur derives from kathra, meaning plentifulness. It's a powerful term that indicates not just having more, but a desire to continuously accumulate, to compete with others, and to take pride in such accumulation. Allah says, Alhakum at-taka'athur, meaning that the prideful pursuit of piling up wealth has distracted you. Notice here that the verse does not specify what you are distracted from, leaving it open to interpretation. It implies distraction from obedience to Allah, from the Quran, or from working for the hereafter. Ibn Kathir, a renowned Islamic scholar, provides further insight. He states that this distraction continues hatta zutum al-maqabir, which means until you visit the graves. This suggests that often, this relentless pursuit only ends with death, when the reality of our actions becomes clear. This verse challenges us to reflect on our lives. Are we caught up in atakathur, the endless competition for more? What are we allowing to divert us from our ultimate purpose? This ayah, with its succinct yet profound message, encourages us to prioritize our spiritual duties and prepare for the hereafter, rather than being consumed by worldly distractions.